Hey, it's Kirsten. Do you feel like you're spending way too much money on supplements? When I started out on my health journey, I was also shocked about how expensive high-quality supplements were, especially as I was upping how many I was taking. That's why when I became a practitioner back in 2018, I started offering my clients a way to save up to 25% off many of their supplements through a company called Wellevate, which is spelled Wellevate. Through Wellevate, you can order many of the supplements that you're already taking, like Pure Encapsulations, Gaia Herbs, Enzymedica, and others at discounts of up to 25% off retail. And shipping is free for orders over $49 within the United States. The only way to buy supplements through Wellevate is through a practitioner, and I will earn a small commission at no additional cost to you while you're saving money. So if you want to start saving upwards of 25% off your supplement bill, go to the resources page on my website at carefullyhealing.com/resources and go to the Wellevate section. You don't have to be a client, just set up your account and start saving. I'm Kirsten Ramstrom, former Wall Street analyst turned holistic health practitioner. In 2015, I suffered from chronic allergies, lifelong back pain, and fatigue and brain fog that were so bad that I feared that I had a brain tumor. Then I found the first medical medium book, and I quickly recovered from these symptoms plus many others. Fast forward through all of my trial and error and hard lessons learned, and now I'm using all of that knowledge and experience to help people just like you heal. I created the Quest for Healing podcast to give you clarity on what a health journey really looks like, guidance to get you through challenges you may come up against, and support and inspiration here whenever you need it. So if you're looking to take control of your health so that you can move forward with your life, you're in the right place. Welcome to episode 88. Before I get started talking about today's episode, I wanted to take a minute to celebrate the second anniversary of the Quest for Healing podcast with you. I can't believe it's been 2 years already, so thank you so much for listening and for your support and suggestions. I never expected to have a podcast, but when this idea came to me, I thought that this would be a great way to support our medical medium community and that I just had to do it. So as of a couple of weeks ago, total downloads passed 50,000, which is a little mind-boggling to me. So I just want to thank you so much for listening and for coming back for each episode and sharing it with others. Your support in this makes all the difference, and I appreciate you letting me into your earbuds. So moving on with our topic today, I can't believe it's already mid-November and the holidays are right around the corner. In this episode, I'm going to give you my favorite strategies for preparing family holiday meals. One of the reasons the holidays are important is that it's a great time to get together with family and loved ones who we may not get to see that often, which can make it a really important time for connection and enjoyment. And sometimes when you change how you eat so that it's radically different from your family traditions and how the other guests eat, it can become more stressful. And trust me, I get that. The first couple years that I was following medical medium, I struggled with how to adapt for the holidays, and so I basically just didn't. I decided that at those meals, I would just eat along with everyone else. So I enjoyed the turkey and all the fixings, the pies for dessert and the wine that went along with a meal. But the problem was that afterwards, I would feel just awful. So over time, and still to this day, I just keep tweaking my approach to the holidays. And each year I stray less and less and feel better and better for it. So for me, this has been an iterative process, and I want to pass some of these strategies along to you to hopefully make this iterative process a little easier and a little faster for you. So now I'm going to share with you some of the strategies that I've used so that you can enjoy your holiday dinners. And stay tuned until the end when I'll tell you what I'm going to be making for my Thanksgiving dinner next week. The first strategy is to plan ahead. And for me, this applies to whether it's a holiday meal or a summer barbecue or any gathering. Whether you're doing all the cooking or going to somebody else's house, it's important to plan what you want to eat. And if you're eating at somebody else's house, you may want to speak with your host beforehand to find out what he or she is making. And then you can plan for what you want to bring, whether that's a single dish or essentially your whole meal. And if you're hosting, doing most of the cooking, you have a lot more control clearly. And there may be family members that still expect you to make special holiday dishes that may not fit into your protocol. And it's also a great time to introduce some new dishes to the family traditions. Regardless of whether your meal is at home or at somebody else's house, planning ahead is the first critical step. So strategy one is to plan ahead. Strategy two is to modify existing recipes. Now, this can take a little bit of trial and error, so you may want to start ahead of time with this. But it will be different for everybody, even if they're following the medical medium protocol. Because you may be focused on eating low fat or not, raw or not, and if you're dealing with strep, you may be trying to avoid all grains, including the gluten-free ones. So with everything I say here, please tailor it to what's most appropriate for you and the symptoms that you're dealing with. A favorite dish of mine has always been an artichoke spinach casserole that my mom had made for years. And a few years ago, I found myself missing this, so I offered to make it and set about to modify the recipe. And I'll include a link to it in the show notes. In the original recipe, it calls for artichoke hearts, frozen spinach, cream cheese, butter, milk, and grated Parmesan cheese. So in this case, I found plant-based alternatives to substitute for all the dairy. I use frozen artichoke hearts that I soak for a full day to get the citric acid out of them, and I use fresh spinach because fresh spinach to me tastes so much better than frozen. Then I use Miyoko's cashew milk cream cheese, which is spelled M-I-Y-O-K-O, apostrophe S, which is easily found at a grocery store like Whole Foods. I skip the butter and I use homemade almond milk instead of cow's milk. For the Parmesan, I often leave it off, but sometimes I'll make a nut-based Parmesan replacement. The first time I made this, guess what happened? No one noticed the difference. No one realized that I cleaned it up and made it healthier. And even just last year, my mom got a request from one of our family members because they wanted to make it. So some of the common substitutions that you can make are choosing a fruit plate as an hors d'oeuvre, choosing vegan cheeses and butters instead of conventional ones. Now you have to read the packages for these very carefully. Some of the vegan options are completely full of junk, and some are pretty clean. For me, I give myself a little bit of grace when choosing these because I also rarely consume them. But even this morning at the store, I compared the Miyoko's cream cheese to the Kate Hill cream cheese and was shocked at the difference in the ingredients, where Kate Hill had a lot of things that I wanted to avoid. So another substitution is using almond milk for cow's milk, and I'll give you my recipe for making homemade almond milk in the show notes. Soaking chia seeds or flax seeds to use instead of eggs. Opting for the Simple Mills artisan bread, which I make into muffins instead of having dinner rolls. Using lemon juice can be a good substitute instead of vinegar. Choosing gluten-free flour instead of regular flour. And leaving out unnecessary ingredients or lowering others. For example, I will often reduce or eliminate the oils in some particular recipes like soups. So it'll all depend on the recipe that you're making, but often there are great ways to circumvent the troublemaker foods that you're trying to avoid. And if you're looking for a substitute other than something I've listed here, try getting on the internet to explore your options. So strategy number two is modifying existing recipes. Step number three, finding new dishes. Now, this is something that I try to do every year, and this year I'm trying to find a good stuffing substitute, which I have to say I haven't been able to sort out yet. So if you have any good suggestions, let me know. But since I haven't found one yet, I'm also looking at some potato dishes because potatoes are a big favorite of mine. Now, I always make mashed potatoes, and I often use either the water that I steamed the potatoes with or a little bit of almond milk when I blend them up. And this year, I'm going to add some garlic and some herbs too, but I digress. I'm still on my quest for an interesting potato dish to include this year too. So where do you look for more new recipes? Happily, there are a lot of places. Medical Medium keeps giving us more and more recipes with each book, and he posts a lot of them in the recipe section of his website at medicalmedium.com. So it's pretty easy to go search for them there. There are also a lot of great vegan and vegetarian websites and Instagram pages out there with fantastic recipes. Just a couple that I like to check out are loveandlemons.com and minimalistbaker.com, and I'll link to these in the show notes with a couple of others. You may be surprised at what you can find when you start Googling around, so don't be shy about taking some time to explore some new ideas and inspirations. Oh, and a friend who's been on the podcast recently just sent me a wonderful Instagram post with a beautifully designed fruit plate that I'm going to try to duplicate this year, and I will post about it after I make it. My mouth is literally just starting to water thinking about all of this, so I'm really looking forward to Thanksgiving next week. So, strategy number 3, explore new recipes. For strategy number 4, I also recommend eating something before you go to your celebration. I don't know about you, but for me, one of the hardest things about holiday meals is they tend to start at unusual times of the day. For instance, for us, Thanksgiving dinner usually starts about 2 p.m. And I used to always skip lunch at noon, but that meant that I was still hungry at noon and snacking on a lot of unhealthy hors d'oeuvres. So now I make sure that I'm drinking my smoothie right up until the time that our celebration starts. Now, you don't have to be drinking a smoothie. You may want to have an adrenal snack or even eat a salad ahead of time. It'll all depend on your situation. But not being ravenously hungry going in can help you to make better choices about the foods that you want to consume rather than letting the hunger do the talking. So strategy number 4, eat something ahead of the celebration. Now for the last one, strategy number 5. It's keep up with your protocol before and after the celebration. It's one of the best things that you can do. When I originally found Medical Medium's work, it was over Thanksgiving weekend in 2015, right after the first book came out. I put off starting to adopt his suggestions because I thought it would be too hard with all the holiday parties and everything coming up. So I waited until after they were over. And after all the healing that I did that next year, I knew that I didn't want to write off the holidays again and set myself back. The easiest way to do this is to focus on staying tight on your protocol around the special parties and dinners. Stay hydrated. Keep up with eating lots of fruits and vegetables and leafy greens. That will help support your body even if you happen to stray a couple of times. This always brings me back to something that Anthony used to say, that we consume about 1,000 meals a year and every one counts. One of the challenges with the holiday season is that it lasts about 5 weeks or 35 days here in the US between Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah. So the way I look at this is, if I have 3 or 4 or even 5 or 6 meals where I'm eating a little bit of meat or higher fat or just not completely focused on giving my body lots of healing foods, as long as it's only the 3 or 4 or 5 or 6, there will be another 95 to 100 meals where I am on point. And by the time New Year's rolls around, my body will give me the feedback about how I did. And I make an effort to remember how I felt after each celebration, because if I didn't feel great, it helps inform what I may want to tweak for the next time. The other thing I want to mention here is to remind you that following Medical Medium is a lifestyle. It is not a diet. And the biggest difference with that is that you're not taking a little bit of time out of your life to change the way you're eating for a desired result and then going back to the way things used to be. You are making lasting changes that will stay with you so you can lead a healthier life for the rest of your life, which means that you have time to make changes and see what works and then reassess and see what you would do differently the next time. It means that it's okay to make mistakes and learn from them. It's okay to make a conscious decision to go off your protocol if you want to or need to. It is your choice to do this any way that you want so that it will fit into your life. In my experience, in my first year, I was either on my protocol or completely off because I didn't know how to manage through the spaces in between. And I was doing so much healing that that was fine. But by the second and third years, the progress had slowed because I'd healed so much already, but I was working on the more persistent symptoms. And since my body was cleaner, I would feel the differences more when I made other choices, which gave me the incentive to stay closer to my protocol. All of that is to say, I hope that you can give yourself some grace during this holiday season and enjoy yourself. So that was strategy number 5, keep up with your protocol in between the holiday celebrations. So in summary, 1 was plan ahead. 2 was modify favorite recipes. 3 was discover new holiday recipes. 4 was eat something ahead of a party or celebration. 5 was keep up with your protocol between celebrations. Now, I'm going to tell you what I will be having for Thanksgiving dinner next week. First, a couple of years ago, I found a great Brussels sprout salad with dried cranberries that I have completely fallen in love with on the Love and Lemons website that I mentioned previously. Second, I'll enjoy a little bit of organic turkey. Now, I don't eat a lot of animal protein in general, but I will splurge and have some for the holidays. Next, I'm in charge of the dairy-free mashed potatoes, to which I'll likely add some garlic and maybe some fresh rosemary. That's what I'm thinking right now. Third, we always have some veggies like peas and carrots or lima beans, which you may not like, but I love. I also make dinner rolls using the Simple Mills Artisan Bread Mix, which I mentioned before, which is grain-free, and I use soaked chia seeds instead of the eggs. I will definitely be having a big serving of the artichoke spinach casserole, and I haven't quite decided what I'm going to have for dessert. Medical Medium put out a holiday pies PDF a couple years back, and I may try the deep dish rosemary apple pie or his pumpkin pie recipe. They both sound great, so I haven't quite decided yet. I may try to make one for practice this weekend to see how it goes. I will tell you, at this exact moment, pumpkin pie is sounding so good, but we'll see. So with that, let's wrap up. Show notes for this episode, episode number 88, are available on Apple Podcasts or Spotify if you have hit the follow button for Quest for Healing. I'll include links to some of my favorite recipe websites, as well as the link to my blog where I've posted my spinach and artichoke casserole recipe. I'll also include the link to a holiday recipes download that I published a couple of years ago in case you haven't seen it and you're looking for some more new ideas. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. I really appreciate the feedback. In the next episode in 2 weeks, my guest is Lauren Hoped. We're going to talk about her struggles with infertility, what she did to finally conceive, and how she supported her body through pregnancy. So if you're having challenges growing your family, don't forget to tune in. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving if you're celebrating. Thank you for joining me today on the Quest for Healing podcast. These discussions are not intended to provide medical advice, but rather to give you examples of methods and modalities that you may find interesting, informative, or helpful. Please work with your doctor as you undertake your own health journey. Hey, it's Kirsten. Before I started out on my health journey, I didn't know how poisonous many of the cleaners I used in my home were. Then when I started trying to clean the toxins out of my body, I started to question if the cleaners I was using were just adding back more. And how does that make sense when we're using toxic chemicals to get things clean? So imagine how excited I was when I found non-toxic, fragrance-free, essential oil-free Branch Basics cleaners. Now I use them for many things around my house, including scrubbing my kitchen and bathroom, cleaning my juicer, and as the laundry detergent for cleaning my clothes. Plus, it's also the soap that I use to wash my fruit because it's also sodium lauryl sulfate-free. So check out branchbasics.com. Their starter kits make it so easy to get started, and you can use my code CAREFULLYHEALING, which is all one word, for 15% off your purchase. And because I always want to be upfront with you, this is an affiliate link, so I will earn a small commission if you buy using my code. But I only recommend this product because I love it and use it myself. So if you're ready to start cleaning your home with a healthier cleaner, go to branchbasics.com.